Surely we can say like the song, in the cages of deception.
Yes, Lord.
The masses of people desiring to be free.
Amen.
Don't know where to go. We sure so Lord will bless the saints, see and realize this is their kind of tough one to preach. Usually we get sleepy. Trust that you'll stay awake.
Amen.
Have to go back and wash your face in some cold water. Do that. That don't work. Go back again.
Yes.
So we won't be up here very long. With just a short thought we have on our hearts. We'd like to share with the saints.
Yes,
time is just about to run out.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
truly so. And it seems like certainly this is a time that darkness has covered the earth and gross darkness to people.
Yes.
It's hard to get to them anymore, seem like. And it's just something, I don't know, something has happened. People are not as soft as they used to be.
Yes,
Lord. Realize today, the Lord has told me and you, harden not your heart.
Amen.
We know that, sit over there, St. John, was it, 7 and 6, maybe a 6 and 7. My time is not yet fully come. But your time is always ready.
Amen.
So we trust the Lord will bless us. We thank the Lord for the mercy of God. Appreciate the song service.
Yes, Lord.
Everyone
who
passed out, we trust that this little thought will help us on the way as we journey, because we're going to run into a lot of things.
Yes, Lord.
And someone was speaking this morning, maybe in their prayers, about how many people has been saved here in Bakersfield and left and went away.
Yes.
God help us, that's happening everywhere. Just,
yes,
I don't know, but it seems like the way is not attractive to people as it used to be. And we are going to have to have a well-made-up mind if we're going to go. You're going to have to burn the bridges, as it were, as you cross them, so you can't go back.
Amen.
And the Lord gives every individual a last friendly visit before you take him away from here.
Yes, truly so.
Somewhere along the way, he speaks to mankind.
Yeah. Amen.
Let him know that this is your last time. I saw that happen. I was involved in both times, in both cases, to a sense. Lady at home, I told her, I said, Marie, starting a revival tomorrow night. Brother Lewis Williams is going to do the preaching. She said, no, I won't be there. I'm not coming. And she got a little adamant about it. That was not like the lady I've been knowing for all of my life. She said, no. She said, I said, well, what's the matter? It's been attending service. I'm going to stay like I am so I can set my husband and my brother straight when they go wrong. I said, as long as you've been married to this man, and you grew up with your brother, and you haven't been able to set him straight yet, what makes you think you can set him straight now this late in the day? Well, I'm going to set him straight. This was a Thursday afternoon. Friday morning, she went out of her house and started down the hill, and she been inclined up a hill, hill there. She met one of the Saint Brothers. He stood there and talked a little bit. She walked about 50 paces and fell dead, right? Less than 2 blocks from her home. And I said to her when I heard that, least did she know that she was leaving here. The Lord gave her a visit the last time. I pleaded with her. She was my sister-in-law. Knew her well. We grew up together back in Oklahoma.
Amen.
I ain't coming. But had she known that this was going to be the case, she probably would have been there. She'd better off somewhere pleading for somebody to pray for me now.
Yes, sir.
Because death is so final.
Amen.
And it's sure. Time is uncertain. Death is sure. And it pays you and I, heard Brother Hobbs say, to live as if today was the last day we'd live.
Amen.
And it may not be no tomorrow.
Yes.
Today, now, the Lord said, today, now is the only thing we can count on.
Yes.
Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time.
Yes.
Today, if you hear my voice, don't harden your heart.
Amen.
the Word of God, we appreciate it.
Yes, Lord.
No book like this book.
Amen.
It's written, it fits all ages.
Amen.
From the time the Lord come into this world and start operating, it fits all ages. Don't miss no one.
Yes,
Amen.
Really so.
We trust the Lord to bless us and help us out as we study the Word of God a little bit.
Amen.
Get your Bibles and read a little bit for us. That the Lord will help us out. Psalms 50:5, and may the Lord help us out. We're going to talk a little bit about keeping your covenant with God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
This is real.
Yes.
God is real. Heaven's real. Hell's real.
Yes.
He said what he meant what he said.
Yes, really so.
And he just didn't write things just to fill up the pages on the book. And God said, this is the way it is, that's it.
Amen.
When he touches something about you and I, don't say it's not there. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, Lord.
And this is it. The Word of God is fixed, it's settled, and no man can change it. But you know, I had a book on Father Divine, his biography he wrote.
Yes.
That fellow had people believing he was God.
Yes.
And somehow or another, I met one of his followers one time. We got to talking. Oh, he said, the Father's just off somewhere. He's asleep. He's around somewhere. He ain't gone. He'll be back.
Yes. Yes.
I said, you better be trying to get yourself straight in the sight of God.
Amen.
The Father is gone, if that's what you want to call him. And he won't be back here.
Yes, yes, Lord.
So now he's been sleeping a long time if he's still sleeping with the Father.
Yes.
I don't know just what year they say he passed away, but it's been a long time. And so may God help us. We
Amen.
Trust that the Lord will bless us. A covenant is an agreement made between two or more persons, people, anything.
Amen.
And you and I, when we came to God, we said, Lord, if you'll save me, I'll live for you the rest of my life. I'll do anything you tell me to do. I'll go where you want me to go. Whatever you have, I'll say it.
Amen.
That was a vow that we entered in. Now, God's keeping his side of this.
Amen.
He don't change his. When you make God a promise, that's there.
Amen.
And there's no way we can back up and draw it back.
No.
I believe it says, right in this same scripture here, now vow is to vow, defer not to pay it. I think that's in Psalm 50. Anyhow, it's in the Bible. It says it's the Bible in more than one place.
Yeah.
If thou vowest a vow, defer not to pay it.
Yeah.
One place it says something about, don't say it was a mistake, an error, something like that. I didn't mean that. So many words. When we come to God, we plead mercy.
Lord.
That's the reason why the Lord says it. We make him some promises. And him being God that cannot lie, he cannot fail, he takes us up on what we say.
Amen.
And the mercy of God reaches down and saves our soul and covers our sin with the blood.
Yes, Lord.
And those promises that we make,
yes, Lord,
they go right up to heaven and God records them. And they'll be there at the judgment. And he said, the words that I speak unto you, the same shall judge him at the last day. Something like that.
Amen.
I may miss a word here and there. But you Bible readers, you know what I'm talking about.
Amen.
And one place he said, they are spirit and they are life.
Yeah.
Another place, they are thy life.
Yeah.
Our life is in this.
Amen.
We're running a race that we can't afford to lose, saints and friends and children. We can't afford to lose this race. Knowing what we know, therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it becomes a sin.
Amen.
Now we know it's right to do right. We know that. Every one of us in here mostly know it's right to do right.
Yeah,
and we know that we ought to be saved. And we know that when we make a God a promise, he doesn't forget.
Amen.
He's God. He don't forget anything.
Amen.
And so, may the Lord bless us and help us out.
Amen.
Dear young man up home there one day, not in our town, but the Lord gave me a message, and me and my wife and several of the saints, we went quite a ways from this place. Got down there on a Sunday evening, stood around, and though the doors usually open, we stood around and we waited. Nobody began to show up. It was getting kind of late, and I said, well, let me, someone had asked them a few questions around here. So I went in a lady's house right next door. She said, mister, I don't know what happened. But I've been living here for over 40 years, I believe it was, 30 or 40 years, and I ain't never seen this meeting house door locked on a Sunday night. Never have. So I went back. I said, let me use your phone, please. And I called some of the saints there. I said, well, we ain't having service tonight. The pastor's out of town. And one of the bros out in his garden working. One sister was quilting a quilt and something else. There, no service. And there was a young man over on the other side of the street. He's probably in his 40s, early 40s. I'd known him since he was real small. Mother and daddy were the old-time saints. I went over there to see what he probably. He's pacing up down the sidewalk, just continuously over here and go there. He lived in the house right there a long time ago. I went over there after I spoke to him. I recognized who he was. He said, Brother Bruner, I haven't been to this church in over 10 years. But something told me tonight to come to service.
Amen.
And here the door is locked. We had a nice talk with him, but we had to leave because nobody never did show up after we called. If I'm being correct, less than 3 weeks, his wife separated and went her way. He went there. She took the children. And shortly after that, he lost control of his car on the freeway and was hurled out into eternity without a notice. Just went out real.
Oh, Lord.
May God bless us.
Yes, Lord.
When God is working, then it's your time to work and my time to work. When he's talking, then it's the time to move.
Yes. Amen.
God bless us. Hold fast to your covenant that's made with God. All right, let's see. We got something else to go with that, I hope. Proverbs 1. He said 23:24. Jeremiah 32, beginning at the 37th verse. And Ecclesiastes 5:4. Would you call it out, please? Let me know somebody's heard it. 2 Corinthians 11:2.
2 Corinthians 11:2.
Isaiah 54:5. May the Lord help us. Because we sit here today, we come to this meeting, appreciate being able to be here.
Amen.
And this 10 days, I guess, 9 days, whatever it is, will come and go.
Yes, Lord.
And somebody here in this city around us that know you all, or you know them, or among us, won't be here next February when this meeting comes around again. God help us.
Amen.
Old and young, rich and poor alike. Some go early, some go late, but all go.
Yes.
Time is taking you and I right on down to the end.
Yes, Lord.
All right, Psalms 50 and, what did I say, 50 and, read 50 and 1 and then drop down to the 5th verse. We cut a little time out. I don't want to stay up here too long. I know it's sleepy this afternoon, sleepy time. Read the first verse of the 50th chapter of Psalms.
The mighty God, even the Lord.
The mighty God, even the Lord. This is what God has said himself.
Has spoken.
He has spoken.
And called the earth from the raising of the sun.
Called the earth from the rising of the sun.
To the going
down from the east to the west in calling.
Amen.
Down to the 5 now.
Gather my saints together.
Gather my saints together unto Dr. XYZ. Unto me, unto him. Read on.
Those that have made a covenant with
those that promised me that they was going to live for me, they were going to obey me, they were going to serve me, they were going to love me, and they was going to stay with me until they die. That's the one. So those are the ones I want you to call. Now, the reason I'm taking this in this sense, you know, up and down the land, there has always been division makers and troublemakers. There always have been.
There are people who are dividing the flock of God.
Yes.
Division is sin wherever it comes from.
Amen.
I don't care where it comes from.
Amen.
Division is sin, and it's wrong.
Anytime you can stand up and do anything, anyone, I don't care who it is, and separate God's people, you are wrong.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
So it seems there's a situation all scattered around here in the earth, here and there.
Yes, Lord.
We had one to call me one time. Brother Cheney used to be the pastor of the little place I was, just a handful, as it were, there.
Yeah.
One known troublemaker called me. Brother Bruno. I want you to come. I want to come down there and preach to you all. I said, let me tell you something, please.
Amen.
And I was there one time when they walked on Brother Cheney like he was dirty.
Yes, Lord.
I said, when Brother Cheney's lifetime, you walked over him just like he was a piece of dirt in the, on the ground.
Yes.
I said, from here on out, when you want to come down there and start something, you're going to have to see me first.
Amen.
I'm not going to have you having those few little saints with their head down, crying and wondering what to do.
Yes, yes, Lord.
I said, now you're going to see me first. This ain't going to be like it was before.
Amen.
You're dealing with a different man altogether. I don't believe in sitting around, letting the wolf take the sheep and steal them and scatter them and then talk about them after he's gone.
No, Lord. Amen.
Oh, sir, what is a shepherd? As it were, the Lord speaks about his sheep being in a sheepfold.
Amen.
And if the shepherd is on his job, when the wolf go to coming around, he ought to see him first.
Amen.
He ought to see his tactics. He ought to see his way he's doing.
Yes, Lord.
His maneuvers and all. He ought to see him first if he's a shepherd, because he's up on the wall, isn't he?
Amen.
Ain't the place of a shepherd on the wall, Brother Hart?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Well, he is to see at a distance farther than this saints can see.
Yes.
And he said, Son of man, you get the word in my mouth and give them warning from me.
Amen.
The saved and the unsaved, give them both warning.
Yes.
And if you see the sword coming and you don't say nothing, and he'll be taken away in his sin, but his blood, I'm like, he's going to be right on top of my head.
Amen.
And if I die and be lost, it's because I've done something I want to do. I'm not going to call myself fool around trying to help somebody else and then be lost in that. That's kind of foolish.
No, Lord.
So,
yes,
may
Lord.
God help us.
Yes. Amen.
Gather my saints. Most precious jewels that is on the earth is the saints of God, the evening light church of God. She lives above this world.
Amen.
She dwells in the top of the mountain. And God himself is the keeper of this here.
Amen.
He is the one. Let me see. I got a scripture like for somebody. Isaiah 33:20. I get that. That comes to my mind. I believe that's correct. 33:20, 33:22 maybe. About he is our lawgiver. Whoever get it. Anybody.
It's 33:22.
22.
For the Lord
himself, the God of all the earth, is our judge.
Lord is our lawgiver.
He is our lawgiver.
Lord is our king.
He is our king.
Yes.
He will save us.
Amen.
All right. There's three high positions. He is our lawgiver. He is our judge. And he is, he didn't say maybe, but he is our king.
Amen.
Now every king has a kingdom. Yeah, in every one of those kingdoms, there are subjects in there.
Yes, Lord.
And here is one kingdom. There is no hard-headed subjects in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Look out.
Amen. There's the Lord.
That's true.
Yes.
If it's a subject in the kingdom of God, he is God's child.
Yes.
And God is talking to him.
Amen.
And he is depending on God. And God is keeping you saved by staying in contact with his Father,
yes.
His King, his lawgiver, and his judge.
Yes. Amen.
Matthew 4:4 says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Yes. Amen.
And God is telling you and I day by day, so by the way of the Holy Ghost, and by the way of reading his word, and by the way of the preaching, and the instructions we get from time to time, you go and sin no more.
Amen.
On a different scale, he said, if you know these things, happy are you if you do them.
Yes.
And unhappy are you if you don't do them.
Amen.
So this is God we're dealing with this afternoon, and may the Lord help us gather my saints together. I love to see the saints of God gathered together in unity.
Amen.
Oneness and unity, working together in harmony. If we can ever get the sheep real healthy, get them right where they ought to be, you're going to see some lambs being born around somewhere.
Amen.
But you see, when the old sheep is sick, the lambs is kind of scarce.
Yeah.
But you keep them, if they can get, you can keep your old saints doing like they ought to do, you're going to see some lambs being born around.
Amen.
Healthy.
Yeah.
Remember that deal about Jacob? Was that Jacob and his somebody down there where he went to? And all the Jacob's, whatever he had there, was just increasing leaps and bounds.
Yes, yes.
Then the man fell out with him. So, God help us.
Yes.
The Lord wants you and I to grow and to increase and to expand in the things of God.
Yes.
So that when we leave here, we will leave something for these young folks to look at and to remember. And to,
yes.
And you'll lay a good, what do they call it, a legacy? Leave something here for these children that they'll have to stand on.
Amen.
The scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go.
Yes, Lord.
And when he is old, he'll not depart from it.
Yes.
He may not get saved in your time. But if he ever decide to get saved, I know exactly what to do. Because this is what mother and what daddy had.
Amen.
And I saw them go through the thick and through the thin with victory. Victory, victory, victory. And it's going to take some victory to go through this time, world, because it's getting a lot worse. And we have more to contend with now than we've ever had to contend with in our life. These late days, it's darkness has covered the earth, gross darkness to people, and everything goes now. You can still be a church goer, church member, and do anything you please.
Amen.
Whatever comes across, it all goes. It's all right. Let everybody go to heaven.
That's the way it is.
Well, we heard that one time in a council. Let everybody go to heaven. I said, that's right. Christ died that everybody could go to heaven. He knew when he shed his blood that everybody was not going to go.
Yeah.
Had one going right along with him. So I chose 12 of you, and one of you is a devil. Now,
yeah.
Chose 12. Now he was going along, and he is a devil. So, we want everybody to go to heaven.
Amen.
But it's not left to you and I.
Amen.
In many cases, if it was left to mankind, he'd let certain ones in and certain ones, he'd stop and let them, don't let him in. But God bless us. We thank the Lord for salvation this afternoon.
Amen.
And salvation makes you free.
Yeah.
He said unto those Jews that believed on him, if you will continue in my word. This is it. This is it. If you will continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed.
Yes.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen.
And if the Son make you free, whosoever believes the Son make free,
amen.
He is
free
indeed.
Amen.
Thank the Lord for freedom.
Yes.
All right. Gather my saints together. God said it from the beginning to the end.
Yes, Lord.
Gather my saints together. He that is with me gathers. He that's not with me, he scatters. Anytime you see a person, that's the reason why the Lord doesn't want you and I whispering, backbiting, taking reports here and taking them there. Because if a person come and bring you a report about another thing, and you stand and listen to him, however wrong it is, you become a partaker of that. A participant, maybe that'll be better. And God bless you and I. Old Sister Stanford back home. Some of you might know David Stanford. His wife is kin to David Stanford. And his grandmother, I've heard her testify many times, I refuse to let the devil make me his dumping ground.
Amen.
And it works, children. I've had people, dear old Sister Catherine, right out here in Boley, Oklahoma City. An old lady came to me one time, we stand up talking. Sister Catherine ain't this. I said, I love Sister Catherine.
Amen.
Well, Sister Catherine so-and-so, I said, I love Sister Catherine.
Amen.
Well, Sister Catherine so-and-so went over three times. I said, I still love Sister Catherine.
Yes.
Dad broke that up and never heard no more from that no more.
Amen.
So I don't allow people to run the saints down to me. I just don't allow it. And then, therefore, amen, I keep my freedom, and then that'll stop the other fellow. He know, don't go to him.
Yeah.
The Lord said something about rebuke. Exhort. Rebuke. Amen. And this, that, and the other with all long-suffering doctrine, for the time will come.
Yes, Lord.
And they will not endure sound doctrine. Sometimes a rebuke is needed.
Yes, Lord.
But we keep quiet on it. Don't say nothing. You just, you may not encourage it, but you at least you're not trying to stop it if you don't say nothing.
Yes.
God help us. I used to have an old saying, don't lock the barn after the horse has been stolen. No, they didn't used to lock it. Now he's gone.
Yes.
God bless you and I to do what we can to get along with each other.
Amen.
And we can do that.
Yes.
There is power in the blood.
Yes.
All else will fail.
Yes.
But through the Lamb of God,
amen,
we shall prevail. There's power in the blood.
Yes.
And so these things, everything we get a hold to, comes our way, we can give it to Christ and he'll put it under the blood.
Amen.
And how dare me or you one go digging it out from under there? Yeah, but you know you, I know you from way back, yeah? That's right. We ain't talking about way back. We're talking about now.
Amen.
This is an up-to-date salvation, what I'm talking about. And you got to keep it right, right up to this date. If you was 40 years ago, you was all right. But how about today? Gather my saints, those children, the ones that has... Did you read the fifth verse?
Yes.
That gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sight. They went into an agreement with me, and God help us. God took that and put it under the blood. He accepted what you promised him and saved your soul. All right, now he wants you to run. And he wants you to go on up to perfection and come to the place where that you'll have some influence so you can get somebody else saved.
Yeah.
Because olden times, the old ones were saved, and many times the whole family was saved. Children, grandchildren, in-laws, all those things. Why did they get saved? Because they saw something in their parents and in their grandparents, in their this, that, and the other. So, but God help us.
Amen.
The time has come now. People don't like to endure. They don't like to suffer alone. And our feelings are stuck way out. And God help us. You admonish a person, he'll, instead of him getting ashamed, he'll get hurt.
Yes, yes, Lord.
God bless us. Saints of God, we need to get some grit in our craw.
Yes, help us, Lord.
And some rod in our backbone.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And stand up for God in the, because we don't have much time to work. We don't have much time to operate. Time is coming to an end. Up home we had a lady there. This was physical now. She was sick with something and she couldn't sit up. Her backbone was in a bad shape. And I've been that way one time too. Since I seen you all. My wife would stand me up and turn me loose. I'd fall. Just set me up and I'd fall back. They took this lady and put a stainless steel rod right down in that void place in her back going down through there. And that won't stand them good as I can today. Guess I haven't heard from her in a long time. Stand up and walk good where she wants to. All right.
Yes, Lord.
I said that to say this. That 23rd chapter of Psalms says something about thy rod and thy staff. They comfort me. This rod that went down this woman's back is calling her to stand. And you and I, we got a rod also.
Amen.
Let's get something in our backbone and refuse to bow. Amen. Refuse to back down.
Amen.
Thy rod, I believe that verse is, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil. Thy rod and thy staff, they keep me from falling. They make me stand. Like a rock in the billow. Just keep on standing. When you've done all the stand, just keep standing. We don't have to back down. We sing a song about the Lord is my light and the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?
Amen.
The scripture says something about that in the Maybe that's the 27th chapter of Psalms. Find it and read it. We know God said it, yes.
The Lord is my light and my salvation.
He is my light and my salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
Yes.
The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
Yes, Lord.
When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh,
amen.
And stumbled and fell.
Yes, Lord.
Though the host should encamp about against me, my heart shall not fear.
Thank the Lord.
The war shall rise against me. In
this will I be confident. That's good enough.
May
the Lord help us. We don't have to run. The wicked flee. That's the field that runs.
Yes.
But the righteous are as bold as a lion. And you don't hear much about a lion running from nothing. They call him the king beast of the forest. And I think there's maybe one animal out there, maybe two, he can't handle. And that's them big old male elephants and that rhinoceros. That rhino, they call him. That's a bad animal. A lion can't handle him. He's just too much weight. But the righteous, the wicked flee when no man, not even when nobody bond him. He's on the run. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. We don't have
Amen.
To run. The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? All right, let's move on a little farther here. Proverbs 1:23-24. Whoever heard that, start reading it.
Turn ye at my reproof.
I want you to turn at my reproof.
Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you.
Listen to these promises.
I will make known my words unto you.
Yes.
Because I have called.
Yes.
And ye refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man is
right.
All right. I want to gather you together with my saints. But you'll have to turn.
Yes.
And one place over here a little bit farther over. 8 chapters, I think it is. It said, my voice is to the sons of men.
Yes, yes, Lord.
And the lady spoke this morning. I thought about the first chapter, in the same chapter, it said about, my voice is heard in the chief places.
Amen.
In the chief place of America, we place that up there where President Clinton is. We can't get in there, but we know one that can get in there. We know one can steal right on in there because where he's omnipotent,
yes.
Omnipresence, and omniscience, which simply means wherever people is, I'm there.
Yes. Amen.
Unlimited in power,
yes,
and knowledge, and he knows nothing escapes his attention. Everything is God has it under his control. He knows about it,
yes.
And he's not going to miss anything.
Okay.
Now,
so.
We, God help us, I've seen this happen also. Our children, those around us, loved ones, companions here and there, they pass this up, go right on, they don't pay no attention. But when trouble comes, call Mama.
Yes.
Call Papa. Get a hold of the saints. I'm in a bad shape. But you know one thing? We had a man died, was among the saints. I don't think he ever claimed saved, but he made fun of the saints, made light of them. One time when death got a hold of him, his wife was a good old-time saint. Death got a hold of him, y'all pray.
Yes.
Saints just praying all they could, but nothing would reach his case. Y'all ain't praying. Getting ready to leave here. Now he walked over his wife, mistreated that old-time saint. But we can go so long. Somewhere we're going to meet one that's more than a match for us.
Yes, yes.
And when he come to the place where he faced the chill of rivers of death, he needed the saints. Them criticized him, made fun of him, mistreated his wife, all this, that, and the other. But God will not stay silent. He's not going to stay quiet when you're mistreating his children.
Yes, surely so.
He see it. He know all about it. And
amen.
So this man died and went out over yonder to tell him, y'all ain't praying. All right. What happens? We won't have time to go. I wish we had time to break all this down, but we're just kind of touching bases here and there.
Yes,
we pass up this time. Go on, don't. My mama can't tell me. I'm getting out of here. I don't like the weed. The thing is, now I'm getting out. I know a girl right now. Right now, she's just about to turn 18, and she told her mother we were in there. Well, we were in their midst. I didn't get to get in the home, but I've been in their home.
And she said, when I turn 18, I'm gone. I don't like these rules in this house, and I'm going to leave here. Children, young folks, I don't like to say these things before you, but I'm only giving you a warning.
Yes, Lord.
You need to take heed to the warning.
Amen.
Because her oldest sister did the same thing, and you should...
Lord, have mercy.
She got herself... She marked her life and marred it up so she'll never be able to erase it. She'll never get it drilled down. She's in a terrible shape. And here's the next one. I'm going to leave here. When my mom and my father and, of course, my dad never did with my mother. My mother was a lawgiver in my house.
Yes.
And I thought she was rough on me. But you know, I never have been in the jailhouse. I only went there to visit.
Thank God.
But she did a good job on me, I'll tell you.
Amen.
She didn't knock the dust out of your trousers. She got you.
Yeah.
And something would happen, and it happened in our home, and there were six of us children. She said, I don't want to hear this in the streets. And you wasn't about to hear. No, you talk about sealing up your lips. You zipped them together, and what was happening, you wouldn't hear that out in the streets. And she did a good job to be a widow woman.
Thank you, Lord.
But may God help us. When we go to getting up, I said last night, about a certain age, we know it all. 14 to 23, we know it all. You just... Now, God help you, young folks. Don't go that way.
Amen.
You got the best chance in the world to save yourself from a whole lot of trouble and a lot of heartaches. May God bless us and help us out. We appreciate your time and your listening.
Yes, Lord.
God help us out to keep our covenant.
Yes.
In other words, stay saved.
Yes.
It's good to testify that I'm saved. It's more to it than that.
Well,
you need to go farther. You're going to have to go farther than that.
Yes.
You see, God has a place where He said, you have been sealed unto the day of redemption.
Yes.
Shown up saved. And so, that's where we want to get to. Just keep right on digging. It seems like I ain't as strong as I ought to be, or I ain't as strong as they is, or he is. That's your fault.
Yes.
Because God is your lawgiver.
Amen.
He is your judge, and He is your king. He is watching over you, and I'm persuaded that every child of God that gets saved, I know children, children are children.
Yes.
And they're naturally given to play and little things like that. If a child don't play and he don't eat, he's sick.
Yes.
But a person that's up big enough to understand what it's all about,
Lord.
He knows better than a child. And you can get out here right now and start talking. And when you talk to a certain part, the Lord will touch your soul and tell you, you better be quiet.
Amen.
It's time to quit.
Yes.
And if you'll listen to that, it'll just make you that much stronger.
Yes.
And the next time you hear it, it'll be clearer to you.
Yes.
And some of them say, well, you shouldn't have done that. That I call it that gut feeling. You get the feeling bad because I had no business doing it.
Yes, Lord.
I shouldn't have said it when I said it.
Amen.
Well, Lord, I want you to forgive me.
Yes.
I'm asking you to forgive me with a deep earnestness.
Yes, Lord.
And if you was wrong to anybody else, go back and apologize to them.
Amen.
Because you're going to have to stay straight with your fellow man, all that lies within you.
Yes, true.
Some of you can't stay straight with them, but you have to do what you can do.
Amen.
And so may God help us out this evening. When they sent for Mama and Papa, said, here, one place, go on. You will call somewhere. I will not answer.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you go on. And then it comes a time when it looks like I'm going to have to leave here. Call Mama and Papa and get a hold of the saints.
Yes, Lord.
And the saints can be praying all they know how. There are people that our close loved ones will slip right out of here and go into eternity lost, and the saints pray all they know how to pray.
Yes, really so.
Why? Because you wouldn't return when he called for you.
Yes, Lord.
And you knew better. You know what you were doing. When they called, when I called, stretched out my hand, you didn't regard it.
Yes, Lord.
But now it's getting late, and it looks like this thing is spinning and whirling here and there. It'll take you away from here. I'm going to have to leave here. Then you'll call, and I will not answer. If God requires me and all these saints to do thus and thus, you are going to have to do the same thing.
Amen.
Don't think we're going to sit out and do nothing as if there was nothing to do and go up there and sit out in the Canaan with Abraham and Isaac and Paul and Peter and enjoy this thing as long as God lives, and he ain't going to never die without doing nothing. Gather my saints,
Amen.
The saints of God, the Evening Light Church of God, I still see her shining in her splendor and in her beauty. It's in a different sense from what we used to see it.
Yes, Lord.
Used to, I was in a strange city one time, driving along. I was looking for that place. Didn't know where I was going, but driving along, we happened to look way down a street. And I told my wife, I said, there they is, down there.
Amen.
Ran on back, turned around, go, sure enough, got on there. There was the Evening Light Church of God group.
Amen.
There's none like her in all the earth.
Amen.
There is nobody like us but some more of us.
Yeah.
And may God help us. The Church of God is exclusive.
Yeah.
What's that verse? You know where that verse is found in Numbers 23 and something about old Balaam and that deal. I'd like to have that one verse there about, I see her from the top of the rocks. I think that's the 23rd chapter of Numbers. Just what verse, I don't know. But we'd like for you to get that if you possibly can. These are saints. When you're talking about saints of God, you're talking about the family of God.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Ones that he have chosen out and has separated unto himself. He have called them out of this world.
Yeah.
Because he said, they are not of this world, even as I am not. I'm talking about you and I.
Amen.
And when we start fooling around and getting tangled up with a lot of wellness, surely we're slipping from the mark.
Yes.
Someone have it?
Yes.
Read it.
For from the top of the rocks,
I see him.
And from the hills,
I behold him.
Lo?
Lo?
The people shall dwell alone.
The people shall dwell alone.
Shall not be reckoned among the nations.
That's well enough.
Amen.
Praise God. See, we belong to a righteous nation.
Yeah.
And we belong to, let's see. They say there's a white race, and there's a black race, and there's a Christian race. That's the one we're in.
Yeah.
And this nation, these people that he's talking about, he said, they shall not be reckoned among the nations.
Yes, Lord.
They shall stand alone. Yeah. Brother, I don't believe in tangling up with this, that, and the other, just dilly-dallying around. Because we know better. We know what truth is. And blessed are they, we quote this again, that know the joyful sound.
Amen.
I bring you good tidings of glad joy, which shall be to all people.
Amen.
What's the matter? The Son of Man has come.
Yes.
He's here, and he'll be here from here on out.
Yes, Lord.
All right, they shall not be reckoned among the nations. See, there's a lot of nations, and there's a lot of religious groups here and there, but the Church of God,
yes, Lord,
she lives on the bright hills of glory.
Yes.
And she reigns over sin part of the time,
yes,
all the time. She shall not be reckoned among the nations. May God bless us and help us out, because,
Amen,
if you live like we ought to, you're not going to have a lot of friends. Don't look for it. That is, you stay with God. And you want to be the best friend that people have, but they can't stand you now.
Yes.
I was riding with six people down the wall when I got saved. Good friends of mine, and I was a self-made comedian. You know how stupid they are. And I had friends, a lot of them. They'd gang around me, and I'd start, I could wind them things up and turn them out. But when I got saved, every one of them fellas never come back to my house no more.
Right.
I went when I got in that car that Monday morning, my newfound joy was working. And I was testifying to them fellas who went all out on the job, and man told us where to go, and he come down there later on, and I had the whole group that was working with me down there standing around me, and I'm testifying to them. What are your fellow doing here? Oh, I said, I was just talking to him a little bit. I tell him about the goodness of God. And
Amen.
They were glad he came too, because he delivered them out of my hands. I had them spellbound. They didn't know what to say. Because, you see, when you get saved, that thing that comes down in you, it will not fit with them because they don't like it.
They don't like that. If you want to scout a crowd, you walk up there and start coming, salvation this morning. God saved me from sin last night. Well, I'll see you later. I got to get out of here. They do not want to hear anything about God. And it's getting worse as time goes on. And I'd go far enough to say, preachers is the cause of most of that.
Yes.
If we could stop the mouths of these crooked preachers, people would go to getting saved.
Yes, Lord.
But they make it easy for them, easy believism, man-made stuff.
Yes.
Do anything you want to. There's a book out on the market now. Said Jesus was married and had children. And there's a Bible, mind you, they call Mary. W-H-O-E-R-O-R-E, how you spell that word. I saw that with these two eyes. And there's a big place behind me. It's three times big as our chapel here. He bought every member in there one of those Bibles. And some woman, just out of the clear blue sky, I never seen her in my life, never seen her since. I was in a line, grocery line checking out, and she walked up behind me and she said, "Mister, have you read that new Bible?" And she told me the name of it. I said, "No." And she told me, she marked it down. "You read this when you get out, you find one. Look at it. My daughter had one of them." Called her W-H-O-R-E. Or however you spell that word. W-H-O-R, I guess it is. However you spell it. And any man print out something like that, or a group of men, and anybody would read it. We have no best. That has no room in a home.
Amen.
Not a home that fears God.
Really so.
God help us. Gather my saints. These are precious jewels.
Amen.
When he said, "When I come to make up my jewels, I'm going to spare them as a father spareth his son that serve him." Something I may miss it once in a while, but that's close. If you'd catch me, I can find it. Lord, help us. All right. What else do we give out there? Anything else? 33, 32, Jeremiah, 37.
They shall be my people, and I will be their God.
Yes.
And I will give them one heart and one way.
Amen.
And they may fear me forever, for the good of them and of their children after them. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them.
Amen.
And I will not
keep
turn away
covenant
from them to do them good. But I will put my fear in their hearts, that they shall not depart from me.
Amen.
Hold that, sister, just a minute. Somebody get Jeremiah 50:5. I want that next. I'm going to tie that right in with this if possible. "Behold, I will gather them out of all countries which I have driven them in mine anger and in my fury and in great wrath, and I will bring them again unto this place." What place? The holy place.
Yes.
This place. Come back to the... Got to bring you back home. You've been scattered and driven and scattered upon the mountains here and there in the hills. But I want to bring you to the place where...
Amen.
You can come in my possession, in my presence, and I'm going to change your heart. I'm going to change your thinking. I'm going to take out that stony heart. I'm going to give you one that's flesh, soft and warm and pliable and it's teachable. I'm going to give you a different heart. I'm going to operate on you. I ain't going to cut the skin. I'm going to operate on you and give you a new heart. And so he said, I'll gather them out of all countries which I have driven them. I'm not sure of this now. This is just but somewhere back there, whatever, Judah and Israel were separated.
Yes.
And many times they were scattered. And why were they scattered? Because they wouldn't do what God said to do.
Yes.
He driven them here and yonder. And so I'm going to bring them again. Well, when the blood was shed, and he cried out, "It is finished," from there on down to the end of time, we can get a complete salvation. And we don't have to be scattered and blown with every wind of doctrine that come along. We can put our feet on the ground, as someone mentioned this morning again, about on Christ, the solid rock I stand.
Yes.
All other ground is sinking sand. We can stand on the rock now. And you said again in Deuteronomy, their rock is not like our rock.
Amen.
The enemy said so. The devil,
He had to agree with it. This is something better than what I got. And so we can stand on the rock Christ Jesus, gather them together, and I will bring them again into this place. I will cause them to dwell safely. All right, my sheep hear my voice. They follow me. They don't know the voice of strangers. They'll run from him. And I'm going to gather them, and I will cause them to dwell safely. All right. The sheepfold, back to the shepherd again. Now, the sheepfold ought to be a place where they are kept safe in spiritual terminology. And the shepherd, who is he? When he, the chief shepherd shall come, that's the one I'm talking about. The bishop of your soul. That's the one. Whatever touches you touches the apple of his eye.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord help us out, because you're kept by the power of God. Ready to be revealed in the last time.
Yes, really so.
May the Lord bless us and help us out. All right. They shall be my people, and I will be their God.
Yes, Lord.
There's nothing over and beyond God.
No, surely not.
He is the ultimate. He's nothing beyond him. Now, we get in something other down here in your domestic court. You can go to common pleas and on and on and on and and you can always appeal.
Yes.
But if you turn God down,
yes,
you have no place to appeal, doesn't it?
Yes.
You've turned down life.
Yes.
You've turned it down, all of it, and it's just nowhere to go.
Yes.
But so I will be their God. Over in the Revelation, I believe it says, and they shall be my people.
Yes.
Saith the Lord, they shall be my people. All right. I will give them one heart. Here it is. One way. What way? Holy way.
Yes.
There is but one true way.
Yes.
The Lord invites you in. Just one true way.
Yes.
That they may fear me. You're going to put the fear of God upon our hearts for the good of them. It's a beneficial to us if we fear God and keep his commandments.
Yes.
Heaven is already happy. We never make it there. But this is for our good if we to obey him and to hold fast to his unchanging hand.
Amen.
And the fear of God, as one place it said, maketh clean.
Yep.
It enlightens the eyes.
Amen.
It rejoices the heart.
Yes.
And just, well, this is just life. When you get saved, you're just fixing to live. We've been just kind of struggling along, and but when you get saved, we're fixing to live now.
Amen.
God bless us and help us out. All right. For their children. Every one of us parents. You know, I got a little great-granddaughter. That little child took to me when she was just so small. One day she was just got up, didn't know anything, and my brother-in-law came to the house. And I had to go upstairs. That's the first time I noticed that. And I told her, I said, you watch him. Don't let him borrow none of my stuff. And did you know? Today, my wife's going to mess with something that belongs to me. That's Daddy's, Granny. That belongs to Daddy. Don't bother him.
Yeah.
And she's got a real attached to me, and I'm attached to her, too. Great Granny.
Thank the Lord.
I'll tell you, Daddy, don't leave me. I hate to leave. I hate to come out here, but I wanted to be in this meeting. And I felt the Lord's desire and his hand upon me. I figured I should come. And come out here and be blessed and be a blessing. And she said, Daddy, how long are you going to be gone? And I called him last night. Where are you at, Daddy? I says, I'm in California. Where is that at? I said, she's been to Chicago. I said, well, that's over beyond Chicago, on west. So she said, hurry up and come back. And we when we passed the Greyhound bus station for a long time, they took me to go down south one time. And she said, Daddy, there's where you left me. Pointed at that bus station every time we go by. Little fella, she's such a nice little old girl right now. But they usually grow out of that and go to getting sassy and mad, and then I stay with your mama. I'm done got too old to be bothered with too much of that now. All right. But what I'm saying is, parents, train your children.
And you start training while they're small. Don't wait until they go to getting up where they go to knowing things. You go to training them while they're real small. Because you can bend the willow tree while it's small and young, but when it gets old, they break before they bend too much. And he said here, and their children, for the good of them and their children. I know we love our children. We want the very best for our children that the Lord can give to them. But God help us. Sometimes my daughter and my son-in-law and grandchildren, they've left us. My daughter was saved one time, but they left and went out in something else. And they know the thing is wrong. Get all behind the folks' back and talk about them. Then Sunday morning, they'll give them that big money. Yes. And they know it's wrong.
Yes.
And I'll put my fear in their hearts, and they shall not depart from me. You know, it's something about, Paul said in Ephesians, I think it's 5:30 or 5:32, he said, this is a great mystery.
Yes.
But I speak concerning Christ and the church.
Amen.
Sectism don't understand this. They don't know nothing about this. You've got to tell them about salvation. Oh, I got religion. Well, you can make anything to make religion. But when you do it, talk about salvation, that means deliverance.
Yes.
That
Amen.
Means life. And there, when they came across the Red Sea, they were delivered out of Egypt.
Yes.
When they got away into the other place, they was able to sing, since Jesus come,
yeah.
We are able to sing the song of Moses and the Lamb today.
Yeah.
For deliverance.
Yeah.
Delivered from what? Everything. Yeah. Everything that don't fit the kingdom, we are delivered from it.
Thank the Lord.
And may God bless us not to go back and pick up any of that stuff. Because when we got saved, when we got right down here and give our heart to God and the Lord saved us, all we wanted then is to tell me what I need to do.
Yeah.
Just tell me what I need to do. But after a while, I'm grown too. Let's stay with that childlike attitude.
Amen.
What he said something about being a beware lest you be taken away from the simplicity, something down there of the gospel like that. Just simple childlike faith. God said it. I believe it. The saints said it. And I believe it. The saints told me to do it. I'm going to do it. And you'll find yourself growing. But when you go to get in a place where I'm grown too, I'm just as old as he is. Well, I knew. I've heard that before. I do what I want to do. Saints usually will do what they want to do, high up or down, whatever they want to do, they'll find room to do it.
Yes.
I know of situations you ask for a little money for the need, or you set the box out there and they won't even come close to it. And then the next two or three days the car broke down, or the hot water tank went out, and the furnace quit. Call the furnace man. How did you get him out here? You got to ask for money. Didn't have none yesterday or day before yesterday. We do what we want to do.
Yes,
if that car we're driving now, mine and yours, anyway, if it breaks down, we're going to get that car fixed.
Yes.
And it's going to take money to get it. We'll come up with it some way. They shall not depart from me. I'm going to rejoice over them. More rejoicing in heaven over one son that repented than 99 just persons that needed no repentance. I'm going to rejoice over them. To do them good.
Yes, Lord.
Don't you love good treatments?
Yeah.
A dog loves good treatments.
Yeah.
Lord, help us. And a dog loves kind treatments. Animal.
Yeah.
I can take the worst mule on the farm and have him lick it out of my hand. Oh, dear, just let me have him just a short while.
Yeah.
Treat him kind. Treat him nice. Feed him a little sugar once in a while.
Yeah.
He'll find it when you whistle. He's coming. You had him. Bowl of sugar, it tames him. And salvation,
yes, Lord.
Salvation takes all the bucking out of the mule.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Bears, lion, old mule, hump it up. When salvation comes, it takes the buck out of the mule.
Yes, Lord.
This is great. This is you talking about marvelous in my eyes.
Yes.
You may not be getting nothing out of it. I am. May God help us, because this is good to my little Nobie Johnson. She's very highly retarded. used to live in Los Angeles. She lives in Cleveland now. And back there was mostly her home, and she always called me her Sunday school teacher. And if you go there to that house, she can't read or write. She can find these songs as quick as you can. All you got to do is call a song. She can't read or write. Can't talk very well. And she can sing them songs right along with the saints.
Amen.
And if you go there now, if she ain't asleep, she'll have a songbook or her Bible, one in her hand and the other one laying right beside her. That's 7 days a week. I lived right close to her for many years. And she wanted to be baptized.
Yes,
Lord. She said, Sunday school teacher, will you baptize me? I said, I sure will.
Yes.
Of course, I believe she's saved.
Thank the Lord.
I believe that child is saved. So I took her out in the water, and there was another minister had about four or five more children, totally normal, big boys and girls. I let them go first. They baptized those five or six children. They come out, one out. And when I took that little child under the water and brought her up, she said, praise God.
Well, thank the Lord.
I've been baptized.
Amen.
Little old girl, that's another part of me. I thank so much of her. Every time you go there, she's got that Bible and songbook. Some of us sometimes don't do enough reading, enough studying. God bless me here. Sister preached this morning about prayer. I thought about, I preached that one time on different scenes, on a different scale of what was hers was better than mine. And I know some people back that way. Jump down in the knees, Lord, bless me here now. Bless me yonder.
Yes.
Bless me as I go on my job and help me out. Also, I'll pray when I get back home. She said, don't never leave home without, when you get up in the morning, take time to pray.
Amen.
And if you're too busy to pray, you're too busy.
Yes.
And that's true.
Yes, Lord.
May God help us. I was working in a place one time. That's one thing about it. I believe in praying.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
The first thing in the morning. When I wake up in the morning, I find my eyes has come over. I say, well, thank the Lord.
Amen.
That's the first thing. And then we get kind of tied up a little bit, and then we have prayer. I went to work one morning, went into a big factory, working in a lot of some kind of dust. And you have to go behind this machine, which was about from that base to the wall. You have to get in here, there's an air hose, and I blow my clothes off. And me and another fellow, he was working with me, working the same job. We blew that dust off of our clothes, went on, and we didn't get, it was less than a half a mile, it was a quarter of a mile, and that machine blew up. And went up through, it was a shaft there, some of that stuff went five floors out in the yard. And we hadn't been gone from there 10 minutes, 10 or 15 minutes the most. The Lord taking care of us there.
Yes, yes,
if that thing would have blown while we were back there, why, we wouldn't have found a heart of hair nor hide. Just we'd have been gone.
Yes.
But it pays to pray.
Yes. Surely, surely so.
God help us. All right, what else we have out there? I guess I gave somebody out there 50 and something to the Jeremiah. 50 and 5. Here it said, I will make an everlasting covenant with them. 50 and 5. Read it.
They shall ask the way to Zion.
Wait a minute. Get the one over there.
In those days, in that time, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
The children of Israel shall come.
Mm-hmm.
They and the children of Judah together, going and weeping. They shall go and seek the Lord their God.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
They shall ask the way to Zion,
amen,
saying, come, and let us join ourselves to the Lord,
amen,
in a perpetual covenant that shall not be forgotten.
That's far enough.
Amen.
In those days, now, in the gospel day, right now is the time.
Yes, Lord.
And in that time, saith the Lord, the children of Israel shall come. They and the children, I believe this is when those two kingdoms were separated, Judah and Israel. They called one the northern Canaan, one the southern. They were separated. But the Lord was looking on down through the annals of time.
Yes, Lord.
And he said, they are going and weeping together.
Break up the fallow ground of your heart.
Yes.
And seek the Lord. It's time to seek Him.
Yes.
When we sometimes, sister talked about, who was that spoke about? Riding along in heaven, Lord touch a soul and down come the tears.
Yes.
Sometimes we are ashamed to cry before folks.
Yes.
Wash them eyes out with them tears. If you have to cry, cry.
Amen.
And we will have to cry if you stay in this long enough.
Oh, yes.
Because there's something going to come along that's going to hurt your soul. There are things that will pop up from a place that's unexpected to come from, and it's going to hurt, and you're going to cry. And they shall ask the way to Zion. Amen. Mount Zion.
Amen.
She lives up on the top of the mountain, right in the very sunny. They that trust in the Lord shall be as Mount Zion, which cannot be moved, but abide forever. As the mountains is around about old Jerusalem, regular mountains, so is the Lord around about His children.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Oh, them old mountains, old natural mountains, they're going to be there until the end of time, I guess. But the Lord is going to go on beyond that.
Yes.
Just like those mountains, you see, they depended on those mountains and those hills for defenses in a lot of areas over there.
Yes.
We don't have to. The Lord said Himself, I'll be a wall of fire around about her.
Amen.
And the glory of the Lord will be in the midst of us, something like that. A wall of fire.
Yes, Lord.
May the Lord help us. I had a song. I'm misplaced here somewhere. I wanted to read a verse out of that. But may God help us.
Amen.
Now, let's see. I had it this morning. The Lord bless us and help us, aren't we? These good songs kind of helps tie things up sometimes.
Yes,
but we'll have to let it slide because I don't see it. But anyhow, I want to quit shortly, so don't get nervous. We're about to finish here.
Amen.
Hold fast to your covenant. Now that's 50 and 5, as soon as I find it. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. All right. There is a place, I don't know where that's found at. I thought I had it marked down. I don't have it. Speaking about a perpetual covenant. Into a perpetual covenant with the Lord.
Yeah.
That perpetual now is like when you and your wife got married, Brother Sherman. You don't have to come back next week and renew this thing.
No.
It renews itself.
Amen.
It's always in force.
Amen.
And that perpetual covenant, we entered into a perpetual covenant. It goes on and on unless we break it. Gather my saints together. They have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. I believe that was Jeremiah, was it? Is that Jeremiah? All right, I'm in the wrong place. No wonder it didn't sound right. Read it again for me, brother, while you're sitting there. 50 and 5, Jeremiah. Sister, whoever read that. Yes. Coming to
Zion.
Seem like they know about Zion.
Saying, come.
Come.
Perpetual
covenant.
It shall not be forgotten.
It shall not be forgotten. It won't deteriorate. It won't change because we made it perpetual mean it renews itself. It just, we don't have to come back and say, I love you and I want to marry you next year. I mentioned that last night, I guess. Me and my wife have been married for 53 years.
Thank the Lord.
And I ain't about to leave her. No, sir. I got one of the best. I know yours is the best of you, but I got one of the best. But she's a good woman. Praying woman. Woman's a good manager. I know a man now, he don't trust his wife at all with her money. I said, I'll trust my wife with everything I got. One time I was making $55,000 a year. Just easy, just getting it. And I'd bring every bit of it home. Wife kept the books, she took it, all of it. And never no problem. I trust my wife. I trust my wife with anything that comes into my hand. And every time I get some money from somewhere else, some extra money somewhere, I give up all of it. Ouch. Some of these men, I've heard them say, this is mine. I made this money.
Who cooked your food and washed your clothes while you was making that money? Who made up your bed?
Yes.
Who picked your shoes up where you kicked them off and left them where you shouldn't have ever? Who picked them up? Well, then she'd use some of that money.
Amen.
Use some of that money. May the Lord help us out. I thought I'd just pitch that in for good measure.
Amen.
Because you find that in situations here and there that the men, they don't give the wives the money like they should.
Yes, Lord.
One time I went into a home in fact, I heard this lady bragging first. I got his nose to the grindstone. I'm going to grind his man making big money. And one old-time saint told me, said, honey, you better be careful. You better be careful. So she ground him, I guess, one too much. And he got to a place where he wouldn't give her a quarter. And I was at their house one day, and both of them used to be saved. And she was telling off on him. And he was telling off on her. I said, brother, when you get your check, even though neither one of them saved, she finally passed on. I said, when you get your check, you give her some money. That's your wife.
Amen.
It's embarrassing for a woman to have to ask a man for 50 cents to get a bottle of pop.
Yes, yes.
And she ain't got no money. That's embarrassing. And I said, whatever you give her, just count it as if you never had it. You won't miss it.
Amen.
Because it's, some of it belongs to her.
Yes, it does.
So he started after that. Well, he'd give an allowance, like I told him.
Amen.
And she finally passed on. But may God bless us. This perpetual covenant that we made with God is going to hold from now on.
Yes,
and as long as we stay up with our side of it, God is going to stay with His. All right, let's see. Maybe we might... Well, we'll just quote this in a little bit. You know, Jesus said, I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. But over in Isaiah it said, your maker is your husband. Now, God is more than able. He said abundantly above to give unto us.
Amen.
More than we can even ask or think. We can think a lot of things.
Yes,
God is still able to go on and take care of us on beyond that point.
Absolutely.
And so, may the Lord bless us and help us out to hold fast to your covenant made with God and trust for the cleansing in Jesus' blood. I guess the devil's going to rob me out of this, but I'm going to hit him every way I can. I don't do what he want to do, but I'm going to sure fight him.
Amen.
So, you pray for us.
Yes, Lord.
That the Lord will help us out, because we haven't made it over there yet.
No.
There's a lot of things that are going to happen before you and I make it over there into the glory world.
Yes, yes, truly so.
So God bless you and help us out, every one of us, to fight.
Yeah.
Don't
Amen.
Like to fight. You're in the wrong place. You don't have to fight. And if you would fight, if you would win, you must fight.
Yes.
And I don't believe in killing, but I love to see soldiers with all those stripes on their sleeve and those buttons. That tells me that they've been on the battlefield.
Yes.
They earned those things. And you take a good soldier, he walks upright. I used to, my shoulder used to slump down, sloppy walk, and when I went in and was kind of working for the government back in the Depression years, lieutenant walked along and hit me in my stomach with an old stat. He said, get that stomach in and stick your chest out and get your shoulders up. And I started practicing that. Now they just stay up there. I ain't making on it. They stay up there. People, if they will practice more into godly things, it will come. It comes much easier. Just keep practicing.
Yes,
if you fail on things, listen. Somebody said something here last night about what some sister said. The Bible said, "Rejoice not, thou, O thou, mine enemy. If I fall, I'll rise again." Get up.
Yes.
We may fall. There's many men who fall. Women who fall.
Amen.
But don't lay there and wallow. That's the bad part. Get up and start running again.
Amen.
Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the power. Here I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. Be still and know that I am God. I am your maker. I am your husbandman. I'll do more for you than you can even ask or think. And we can do some lot of thinking and we can ask a lot of things. But God is still. I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world. Just keep your covenant. You made one if you got saved. And don't back up on it. Whatever it is, sometimes we say things, sometimes we may go on and forget it. But if we are honest, God will touch that one of these days. So you remember what you said? And when you do it, move. Don't fool around. Pray for us.